Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeffrey is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He is the author of Home Office Know-How. He is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, a book of prophecy, by the way, folks, that he wrote a long time ago that has come to pass more and more every year. He's a sole proprietor extraordinaire. He teaches people how to do it. And he is one of the top wordsmiths on the planet. I saw him receive a national award for that. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, by the way, folks, if you want to follow along. Hey, Jeff, of course, totally appropriately, we recognize our first responders all the time. Especially right now with the disease, this coronavirus pandemic we have, nurses and doctors and technicians in hospitals and doctor's offices. I mean, God bless them. They stand a post, even though they're being you know, they're like the military. You know, they stand a post even though they know the enemy is in front of them. They could be taken down themselves anytime. So thank God for those people. But there's another group of people that we probably don't spend enough time talking about. And we have recognized them on this show before. But I know you want to talk about the IT professionals, without whom we would not have been able to have kept this economy going as well as we did. What do you think?
You know, we didn't realize, you know, you and I have been, you know, as you alluded to in the opening, we've been talking for 21 years on your show. And, you know, I've been working from home all this time and have seen the evolution of technology and how technology has enabled work to happen. And, you know, whether in the office, whether in the home office, whether generally remotely, over time, it's so evolved. And I've spoken, I did some profiles for one of my publications, and I spoke to 15, you know, CIOs, you know, chief information officers, mm-hmm. chief technology officers, directors of technology at companies from, you know, small mom and pops to Fortune 500s. And, you know, had the pandemic happened 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago, the economy would have, you think the economy took a hit now. You know, people just flat out would not have been able to work remotely.
I don't think WebEx would have kept up the way Zoom did. Do you?
No, I think not. I think that Zoom, and not just Zoom, because Zoom got a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, they had issues. They had issues with their technology. They had issues with you know, not sort of envisioning ne'er-do-wells and people mm-hmm. who could hack the system. And so, but you had so many who were out there to enable it to happen. And my point being that, you know, technology has evolved to the point that we're able to work remotely. We're able to send millions of people home or remotely to work in a heartbeat. Literally, in some instances, overnight, if not overnight.
Well, we're also able to continue the marketplace, not only the work you're talking about, but e-commerce exploded 90%.
Right.
And so, right. I mean, you know, and that's unfortunately, retail went down almost as much, but at least people were able to buy, and hopefully they were buying as much as they could from small businesses. But at least there were transactions going on that is good for the churn of the economy.
Yeah, and what that really points out to, and to my point here, I'm a home officer, as you know, as we make clear every time, you know, they need a seat at your table. What needs to be to happen is if you don't, you know, look, you're a small business, you may not have a technology person on staff, but you need to have someone on call. Or someone you turn to, and someone you trust, not, oh my God, I'm having
That's
a technology
right.
problem, let me grab the yellow pages. You know, let me go to Google and find a technology person. You need to have, so all these companies and all these individuals I spoke to. The one thing that makes them shine in what they do is the fact that they are entrusted by the chief executive of the companies that they work for to, as they say, have a seat at the table. They are in the C-suite. If they're not a chief technology officer, they're a director, they're a VP, they're somebody who is entrusted enough to say, when they say, I see something coming, we need to get ready. Or, you know, down here in South Florida, most of these companies I spoke to, you know, we're in South Florida. Anyone along a coastal region in the southeast knows, Lord knows it, even up into, you know, the New England and New York area. You know, during this time of year, you can have a tropical system move through.
Tell that to shut you down. Tell that to Mississippi, Georgia, Mississippi and New Orleans right now. So
the Gulf Coast is just been hammered. But the point is, many of them had their continuity, their business continuity systems in place, which they just, you know, it was originally for a natural disaster, and here you had a pandemic come through. You got to trust them, and you got to have them on hand.
Well,
you know,
the main thing that you said was to have them on, not only to know who they are and how to get to them, but you need to have them want to take your call. And you know, I've got a team that are contractors. They're not part of my company, but I've got a team that I've been doing business with for 20 years. And I've had people to try to pull me away, but I've had people to try to tell me, you know, you should go do this, you should move over there. And I said, you know, why would I leave the team that I trust? Why would I leave the team that takes my call every time? Why would I leave the team that's all? And I'm telling you, even though when people say to me, sometimes people ask me, who's your chief technology officer? I say, well, you're talking to him. It's not exactly correct. In a way it is, because I'm the guy that's in the middle between the nerds that we have to lock up every night. Who can't, you know, and the guy who's talking to the customers, you know, the people who use our stuff.
Right.
And so somebody's got to be the Rosetta Stone between those guys. And that's my job. And also to write the check. But your point is the most powerful point you made, which is essential, folks. You may not know who your attorney is. Your attorney might not take your call right away, but you better have an IT. If you've got a business that you depend upon, and that your customers depend upon, on 16 different levels, you need to have an IT professional who not only will take your call, but who will then say, I'm on it, boss. Now take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar after the break. More to come. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Don't forget, that's his website. I also got Words.com.
She was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.